Blog Talk Radio.
Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Tuesday, as we always do it on Tuesdays, January 10th of 2017. Yep, I'm trying to get used to that. So 2017, and we're broadcasting live not only great state of the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, but also from Atlanta, GA. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and with me are my lovely co-hosts, Crystal Senegal and Vanessa Eccentric McCarroll. How you doing, ladies?
Awesome. How are you?
Wow, I'm good. Just slow down on the enthusiasm. Hello? Yeah. Don't hurt yourself too much, though. Hey, V, you okay?
Yeah, I said I'm doing good. I was at Crystal Talk.
Okay, I was like, what? Okay. I was wondering where you at. Oh, my bad. Anyway, don't worry about it. But tonight... tonight's episode is titled Mike's Dating Dilemma, Dating and Relationships After 40. Okay, so we're going to explore the last frontier, and no, I'm not talking about Alaska. I'm talking about the dating relationship realm, especially after the age of 40. And hundreds if not thousands of men and women go into it daily and search for that one person. But why is it so damn hard? And we're going to get into a few insights, ideas, and I'm even going to come across a couple of WTF moments. And, yes, it's all true. But before we get rolling with that, though, in the news, did you ladies see President Obama's farewell address to the nation? Anybody happen to catch that?
I didn't watch it.
No, neither did I. I mean, I will watch it later. I just didn't watch it while it was live.
Okay. Well, it was a riveting speech. It truly was. And he definitely showcase the love that he has for the for the country, for his family, for the Joe and Jill Biden. It was amazing. It was wonderful. He will seriously be missed. And a lot of people were upset about them leaving. And even like Malia and Sasha were in tears. Even he teared up a little bit though. Mentioned the idea of his family. And it was a wonderful speech, though. I love it, though. And, of course, nationally, like, they got it, they have it in its entirety on YouTube and on the other news feeds as well, though. And the other little bit of news is, Dylann Roof, the young man who, committed the June 2015 mass murder of 9 black men and women in a racially motivated attack on a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, has now been given the death penalty.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. And I know some people are talking about, they'll appeal it and all this stuff. No, he needs to go. He needs to go somewhere. And I know it's a bad that I should put that on a 22-year-old, though, but there is nothing about the idea of trying to plead insanity or anything else and crazy like that, though. He did this intentionally. He had no remorse after the fact at all, though. He wishes to do that. He wishes to go. So, que sera, sera. Later, bro. You need to go. That kind of thing shouldn't be tolerated at all from anybody in any way, shape, form, or fashion, regardless of where they fall on the political plane, where they are in society, black, white, Hispanic, indifferent, whatever. No. Zero tolerance, period.
Okay.
So the quicker they get instead of actually wasting taxpayers' dollars and all that other stuff too like that, though, here's where you need some summary executions. Not shooting somebody reaching for a wallet. You need to stop this kind of madness.
Say it again.
Yeah, you need to stop. You know, they need to stop this kind of madness as well, though. These kind of fools running around here about having, you know, having issues of that magnitude to where they actually take matters in their own hands and innocent people die because of it. It's almost like the Dallas shooting that was here during that protest. What's his name? Michael Xavier Johnson, who's decided that Black Lives Matter and the NAACP and everybody else, nobody was actually doing anything about the recent shootings of black people as well, though. So he decided to go to war with the police officer on his own. He wasn't affiliated with Black Lives Matter. He wasn't affiliated with anybody else. So he actually admitted that on video before he actually actually pulled this little deal as well, though. And of course, he died. They killed him. But by that same token, though, individuals like that need to be stopped, because you're actually taking hatred and whatever it is, whatever problem you have, to the magnitude to where innocent people always wind up paying the price. And I'm not trying to say I'm trying to advocate violence in any way, though, but his attack on the police would have made more sense if he went after the cops that actually conducted the shootings. No, he killed innocent cops that didn't have a damn thing to do with those shootings at all, and the only thing they were was guilty by what I consider a loose association. They just happened to be cops. The same way with Dylann Roof, who decided to go and actually shoot up a church full of black people just because they were black. So it's that kind of mentality that needs to go somewhere. It's those kind of people that you need to find and root out. It's those kind of individuals that you need to actually stamp out, period. You know, you're supposedly worried about terrorism in Al-Qaeda, though. You got people right here in our own backyard actually, like, you know, just really doing like horrendous crimes. But you worry about something that's going on across the water. No. Get that kind of crap. Settle that madness as well, though. But once again, individual freedoms will be like compromised if you decide to go and do that, though. To me, that's BS. No, individual freedoms are compromised because people are dying in the wake of somebody's half-assed belief. You had like four cops that died, nine people in the church. And you got two people that instigated both of these crimes, though, pretty much on the same tip. The only clear difference, one was black and one was white. That's it.
True. Very true.
That's the only clear difference. And everybody can try to wash it down and whitewater. I can't believe that there are actually people on both sides of that equation that are actually hailing these two clowns as heroes. I mean, I actually lit into a bunch of people when there were people online that had the nerve, the all-out gall to call Michael Xavier Johnson a hero for killing innocent cops. Did they have a damn thing to do with that as well, though? No. And then we're talking about the idea of it being a protest. So it was a peaceful protest. Must have been very peaceful, though. You know why? Because Dallas police were actually taking pictures with the people that actually attended the protest. Taking pictures with them, though. They weren't even in riot here. Nothing. They weren't, they didn't have, if they wore their standard body armor at all, it was underneath their uniforms. They didn't come out there in riot gear, helmets, batons, none of that mess. They were out there taking pictures with people. And then this clown has the nerve to try to make it seem like, you know, that the cops were not on their side. You couldn't tell.
I don't really think that was really, to me, about him killing those cops. It was about them being on their side. It was more so about all the previous killings of the black people.
Yeah, it was, though. But at the same time, though, you're targeting the wrong folks.
It wasn't really much about, as you said, you know, the cops taking pictures and doing that. It wasn't anything about that. It was, to me, more so about what, you know, what he felt and his felt was his retaliation for what was going on, and he got attention and brought awareness and made it real to police officers at that point. Is how bad the tragedy was, it became a real factor that, okay, we fire back, now it's a problem. But when you do it, it wasn't a problem. Now that we fire back, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew his consequence was death, and he was willing to do so. So he was a criminal. He was a military man. He wasn't criminal. He wasn't, you know. So he stood his ground, and that's what he felt he had to prove a point. And that was his point proven. Unfortunately, all the people's lives that were lost, you know, but that it made them pay attention. It made them reevaluate something they're doing.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, on both sides of that equation, though, innocent people lost their lives because of the decision for one individual who decided that, that, you know, that they should make their mark, though, to go in and show that to do that because you're trying to instigate something. They were both instigators. They both wanted the race war. They both wanted – there are some people that are so caught up in the idea of the race war that they'll do anything to actually touch one off. And then when it doesn't actually happen, though, all of a sudden we're the problem because it didn't happen. You know, like this other client,
more about a race war. I think it's just him making a point about Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? And I think people misunderstand what that actually is. It's not that we're saying other lives matter. We're just saying it's time for you guys to realize that we are here and we're here to stay and there's nothing you can do about it. So give us some credit of having some equal rights and having the same type of situation. Whatever you do, you should be punished for. Those cops have not been punished for any of the things they've done. All of them walk away. They're acquitted. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, you're hitting at the core idea of what Black Lives Matter is really about. You know, that kind of thing as well, though. But somewhere along the line, it got lost in translation because some people actually took it as the idea that, and unfortunately, there's some Black people that think that same way, too, that Black Lives Matter is all about is anti-cop, anti-law enforcement, anti-white, and and anti-peace. No. That entire march before the shooting started was a direct representation of what Black Lives Matter means. It wasn't about the idea of trying to, it is about the idea of holding people accountable. The one thing that a lot of law enforcement, in my opinion, has completely lost over the years as well, though. The idea that just because you're a cop does not mean you're above the law, and that is the problem. Nobody's above the law. Nobody. But you keep putting people in positions or putting them in situations to where, like, they feel like they are. And then when it all falls to the floor, you have the nerve to look surprised. And instead of really holding them accountable, making them take responsibility for their action, though, you will find some way to wash it over or sweep it under the rug, and they go on thinking that way, though. They don't understand how inherently dangerous that is. Absolute, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That is true. That's not just a saying that somebody made up, though. There is valid truth in that. And I think, me personally, I've experienced that firsthand as well, though, where individuals, what we call badge heavy. You think just because you're a cop, you can do whatever. No, you can't. Try robbing a bank and see how and then when people get wind of it, see how far you get. You think the idea of being a cop is going to stop them from actually prosecuting you for bank robbery? No. You really think it's actually going to get you when you're actually proven to be to have flat out murdered somebody? No. But you want to hold one side of society responsible and accountable, but the other one isn't. No, it doesn't work. And when society really actually gets a grip on that, you'd be surprised how things would really seriously even out. You'd be surprised at exactly how a lot of this craziness would come to a screeching halt. Because you cannot just to me that's too much like a dictatorship where one side can do whatever the hell they want to and the other side gets their feet held to the fire. No, it comes off more less like the United States and more like Nazi Germany. And that's a problem. So when society decides to get a grip on that deal right there and hold these individuals responsible, because it doesn't make any sense. You can hold me personally responsible for my action, though, but you can't do it to Billy Bob over here. No. That crap is not going to fly. But anyway, that'll be a whole other show. Let me get away from that one real quick, though. And let's get – for real. I don't want to drone on behind that one, though, because we'll lose. We'll chop up another half hour if I start on that one. But anyway, now back to Mike's dating dilemma. Dating and relationships after 40. Now it can be argued that the playing field is just as rich and just as diverse, as you go into your 40s as what you're in your 20s and your 30s. Now, me being in my 50s, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. and like, because I'm gonna go from like from my 40s to my 50s. I don't know. I don't know. And maybe you ladies can answer a few questions for me when it comes to this weather. So I'm gonna throw the obvious question out there, and see what you ladies think about it though. And my question, and this is me as a man coming to you as women, and asking this question sincerely. And the question is, what the hell do women want?
What do women want?
Does it depend on the woman? Does it depend on the circumstances? Does it depend on the situation? Does it depend on, like, you know, the, you know, you know? I'm confused.
Michael, every woman desires something completely different, but still have some things that aren't the same. We definitely like a leader. We want someone that gives us security and safety and respectful. You know, we want the same basic core values. However, each woman desires something different in a man. The issue is that you have to figure out what type of woman you want and need and desire. And once you figure that out as a man, that's the type of woman you should target and go after and date and pursue.
Okay. Now, I have to say, and I'm going to say this honestly, it's scary out there.
Huh. Absolutely.
It is very scary out there though, because and it truly is the box of chocolates. You have no idea what you're going to get. And this is just a random meeting with somebody. Though, let's not even pull internet dating off into this madness though, because then you got a whole nother can of worms, a whole nother one though. And I hate to really, you know, beat up any particular website though, but there are three two of the three I don't fool with at all, but because of bad experiences. And one is pretty much on the precipice of being kicked off. The last one is on the precipice of being kicked off too. You know, it's gonna get kicked off the island too. But by the same token, it's like, you know, I hear like from friends that I've talked to about it as well though, that, you know, you can't give up, get back on the horse, you know, that wasn't a person or what have you though, things like this or the other. And I realize I'm not gonna be everybody's cup of tea. I totally understand that. I totally get that. You know, not everybody's going to, the same way not everybody's gonna be your friend, the same way not everybody's gonna last you like you as a potential partner. Totally understand that as
What type of woman are you looking for? What type of woman do you feel would complete you? What does she look like? What does she sound like? What's the personality? What do you want?
Now we're going back to the list, and I cannot conform to the list. I can't because you know, there's so much diversity.
Michael, it's not about conforming to a list. Regardless of you believe this list, this application, this idea, whatever it is, you first have to start with a plan, okay? You have to start with what you want. If you don't know what you want, then you're just going to get anything. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, I want this type of woman, I like this type of woman, I want her to have these types of beliefs, I want her to have this. If you don't have some type of guideline, that's why you're just going to get anything. If you don't like tall women, fat, short women, you have to have something to guide you on. You're just out frivolously just doing whatever. So you're gonna meet whatever.
I see what you're getting at, but at the same time though, there's still that other factor that you can bring in with a random meeting with somebody though, that you could, and then all of a sudden you just meet somebody that doesn't even remotely come close to whatever it is you have on that list though, and you just click. Have you ever heard of that?
Okay.
I have.
What I'm saying is a basic list. You either, you don't, you can't tell me you like the qualities of every type of woman you meet. You know, you have to have some core that you like and what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody have a preference of what they like and what they don't like. So I get that, you know, you can fall in love with the total opposite type of person, but it has to be something about that personality that you like, that was on your list of things that you like. You see what I'm saying? So regardless of the list that you just refuse to think exists, you have a list of things that you like and you don't like. So, like, get it together. You have that list. You know what I'm saying? I like this. I like that. I don't want a woman that smokes. I don't want a woman that drinks. I don't want a woman that does this. I don't want, you know, I don't want a woman that wants to have children. I don't want any more kids. There's things on your list that you don't want, right or wrong.
Okay, right, right. Okay, I'll give you that, right. Okay.
Yeah, sorry,
I'm not in the smokers. I'm not in the smokers. I'll say that. I'm not in the smokers. So smoking's like,
and you want
kind of like that.
Do you want more children? Do you want more children?
No.
Do you pop out some more babies?
No. Because, like, I don't realistically see that would happen either, though. So the idea of, like, having another child, no. I prefer not to.
So now we have two things, and when you have two things, that's forming a what?
Do what?
A list of things.
No, it's called a preference.
Preference? Like I said, you can call it a preference, a list, an application, whatever you want to call it in your head, totally, completely fine.
No. Your applications are to a whole different, realm.
No, that's everybody
like
has their own list.
You got a set of criteria for real. I'm like,
no, it's not criteria. It's what I prefer.
Isn't that a lot like the idea? Almost like it's almost like options when you're like you're having a car made. Mm-hmm. You know, I want the seat.
I
need cruise control.
That's my list. You still have a list, no matter how you want to look at it. You have one, and once you realize you have one, then you can narrow down the playing field. Statistically, there's more women in the world than there are men. So you guys have a buffet of choices than we as women have. So you can choose as a man to choose the type of woman that you really want, and you can pretty much get that. But some men are very selfish, so they want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So you have to decide what type of woman you want before you can even start this dating process.
Okay. I get you. So let me ask you this. Bad boy versus good guy.
Okay.
Which is better?
I prefer a bad boy.
Okay. But I had already told you that, Michael. Women like bad guys. They like guys that are going to be, you know. Women don't really like nice men. It's too easy.
Okay, don't say it like that, Chris. Don't say it like that. Okay. Don't say it so harshly.
No. I gotta be an asshole in order to get a date. Really? But you turn right back around and complain about the bad boy. How does that work?
I'm laughing at Crystal because Crystal was just put it out there. She was like, no, we just don't want that. No, good girls want bad boys. Bad girls want good boys.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because good girls, we know bad boys bring something to the table a little bit different, like that security, that, you know, that roughness that we are not accustomed to. You know what I'm saying? If you're a good guy, you need to find you a bad girl. And I don't mean in a criminal type of situation at all. We just need somebody a little rough around the edges.
A little rough around the edges, though. So,
I'm like just doomed now,
you know.
No, you need to find some woman that is a little more rough around the edges than you are. Okay, Monica, when is your birthday?
When is my birthday? March 3rd.
Martha, what year?
What year? You talking about the birth year?
What part of what birth year did you not get?
No, I'm trying to understand where you're going there. 1964.
Okay, you say, what is it, March 3rd?
March 3rd,
1964. What year?
64, what? That was a year.
Okay, well, Jesus, calm your nerves.
Yeah, I had 52 of them. I mean.
March 3rd, 1964, 26. Okay, so you're on life path number 8. You know what that is?
No.
Okay, so when you get a time, I need you to look up life path number 8. Okay?
Life path number 8.
Mm-hmm. Fortunate thing, I'm a life path number 8, so I definitely get to. I mean, I think that when people think about compatibility, you have to think about really what is good for you. You know,
isn't it like numerology?
It's numererology, correct.
Numerology.
It's much about what works for you. You know, if you're a very passive, kind of laid back type of person, you really wouldn't want to be with a woman that's that type of person, because that is a very boring relationship.
Okay,
okay, Crystal, do you prefer a good guy to?
Do I prefer what?
Good guys or bad guys? As quote unquote, you know, good guys, bad guys.
I like a challenge.
A challenge. But you like a bad guy. In a sense. Not like the criminal. Let's be clear.
I mean, I don't date drug dealers and guys walking their pants down to their neck.
I said hope so.
Say that again.
I said, y'all don't date guys that walk around with pants sagging down to their knees and drug dealers.
Right. Just tell somebody, just kind of, you know, it's kind of like a business thug. Like, they kind of have that, they're very business oriented, but have that roughness about them.
Right.
You know, not someone that's very, really passive.
I like a challenge. I think I get along well in my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of person that will just tell you straight out. Because, you know, it's like, I don't want to waste anybody's time. I don't want my time wasted. You know, I'm just a very straightforward kind of person. And sometimes guys can't take that. You know, they either respect it or they don't.
Exactly.
You know, because I'm just too straightforward. I had a friend tell me one time that, Crystal, it's like if someone says something to you, you hold them accountable for what they say. He said,
and
that's
should.
Scary to guys, you know, but that's scary to a lot of men. So my thing
but
is,
what
you tell me you're going to do
something,
do it. I shouldn't have to ask you twice to do something. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a
pet peeve
to me.
I get that. I totally get that. I love that too. But like you said, that narrowed down a lot of men.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of men off the table because they can't handle it, because they take it as you're being too aggressive.
Right.
Instead of
just,
I get that all the time.
If you just want to have sex, just say, I just want to have sex. I respect that more, you know, than the bullshitting along the way. You understand what I'm saying? Don't try to reel me in or woo me in with bullshit. You know, because I want to
have
sex most of the time anyway. So, you want a relationship? Right. So, if you say, look, this is what I'm looking for, you have to lay the ground in their face. I'm looking for a relationship. You know, this is what I want. If you're not coming, if that's not what you want, let's not waste each other's time. Let's move on. Period.
You ask them, do you want a life partner or a sex partner? That's what I ask. I don't care what you answer, but it gives me fair playing ground at that point. And it's just simple. I've asked many guys that, you look on a life partner or are you looking for a sex partner? I don't care which one you answer. You know, I really don't. Because now I can make a decision if I want to be your sex partner or if you want to have a life. Because the dating process is completely different. So I'm with you on Crystal on that. Just ask, to, I, ask them point blank. I don't have a lot of questions. It's just that. That's one on my list. You want a life partner or a sex partner? And then we'll go from there.
We can go from there. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're in our 40s now. So to me, it's like we don't need to go through all this. I'm not 20. I'm not 30. I don't have time for the bullshit. Let's just get straight to it. You know, we're not getting any younger. So you either want to be in a relationship or you don't. Let's not waste each other's time. If I feel like I want to have sex with you, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't need for you to try to, you know, paint this picture of something so grand. The sex is probably going to be bad anyway. Not on my end, but I'm sure it's going to be bad on their end. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, what, Michael? What you wowing
about? Vic, I'm just old-fashioned, you know. But I can understand the idea that you're like, you know, like cutting through all the rubbish and all of that stuff too as well, though. But, you know, and, you know, as far as people, their intentions are concerned, that is not something that is going to wind up actually happening all the time, though, because the value system now is vastly different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Totally different, though.
Can you give me the definition of what you consider old-fashioned?
What I consider old-fashioned? Actually courting somebody, you know.
Okay, so do you think, how has your success been dating the women that you've been dating? How's that working out?
In all honesty, it has not been successful. It hasn't.
Okay. So what type of women are these women that you're dating?
Supposedly, as far as what I can tell, though, average, above average, what have you. I mean, I don't know what category to even stick them in, but because they are, mostly single mom, but they are. I put them in an age range anywhere from like 45 to like 52. Professional.
Okay.
I won't say that, you know, it's exclusively black, but no, because I have, like, talked to some individuals, you know, I stepped outside of the realm a little bit and talked to some individuals that are not black. I've talked to, had conversations with two white ladies. And then going further in conversation as well, you know.
How'd that conversation go?
For the most part, though, early, you know, as usually the way early contact usually does go fairly well in life, you know. But it has been brought to my attention through either a few people, though, that they really weren't interested.
What do you think that women lose interest in you?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if it's because, but no, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You see, to tap into why do you think women lose interest in you? Is it conversation, passiveness in you? What do you think?
I'm not an ass.
Okay, what do you mean you're not an ass? What is that?
The jerks that play the games, the jerks that actually act crazy, the ones that actually like try to have three or four women on the hook, are the ones that use to get all the attention and stuff like that too, like that. You know, it's a poisonous plant in their house, and they got them because they got it because it looks good. You know,
Are you a challenge to a woman, to a real woman? Are you a challenge?
Am I a challenge? I don't see how it would actually be a challenge. Are you saying I'm boring?
Okay, you said it. I didn't. I'm just asking. Are you a challenge?
No, I'm just saying. Am I boring? I hold an intelligent conversation with somebody, though. We can actually talk for times on end, though, without it turning into like some sex capade. You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way, shape, form, or fashion, though.
Are you a challenge to a woman? Are you just all in off the bat? And be honest.
No.
Are you just right out the back, like, hey, I'm going to call you every day. I want to take you out to dinner. Let's, you know, let's talk, let's text, let's communicate. Let's, I mean, are you just all in from day one? I mean, from the first conversation, you have a good conversation
if we're communicating, yes, I'm trying to communicate back and forth. And actually, I guess I'm trying to show that I'm maybe interested in something like that, because I've actually heard that the other side of that as well, though, you're not communicating enough. You know, I'm like, okay, well, fine. You know, and then I guess it also depends on the person. So for some, you know, you're not communicating enough. For some, you're communicating too much stuff. It's like, okay, who, you know?
Give them what they ask for. If you're not attentive enough, or if you're too over-attentive.
And that's what I did, and it turned, and then all of a sudden, inside of, like, I don't know, you know, a few days, or like down the road, it's a totally different ballpark. It's totally been a different ballgame now. So I'm like, okay, well, you know.
What are y'all talking about on the second and third conversation? Are we talking about the same thing? Is the political stuff we're talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
No,
what is your comment?
It can be kind of situation dependent, though. You know, you could like, one minute you could be talking about, you know, learning more and more. Because I figure, like, those first few conversations, you know, you're getting to know them, though. And I know that not everybody's going to put it all out there, like, at one time. But they do eventually put it out there as well, though, depending on exactly what direction we're going. Because you're fielding questions. You're asking about who they are, what they, you know, A, B, C, D, E, all the way up to Z, at least. You know, you're trying to gather all that information as well. And even like certain conversations, whether they be like about sports or politics or what have you, all that, it's giving you a feel for who you're dealing with. At least somewhat of a feel for what you're dealing with.
Let's narrow it down a little bit, Michael. The last person that you were interested in, how did that go? Like, what happened? Like, how did it start and how did it end?
It started from a posting on social media. You know, we've been familiar with each other for a while, and, well, we've known each other for a while anyway, though. It just never went to that, you know, it just never went that way, you know, initially. But then, actually, you know, a few years later, you know, we come back to it as well, though, and then it's more about the idea of getting to know people as well, though. And then it went from the idea of the possibility of something happening to totally switching gears and just completely going nowhere, completely stalling.
Okay, so point in that conversation, one, two, or three, what changed? Was it the same repetition type of conversation? Did every time you talked to her, it seemed like it was the same thing?
Yeah. It was going in one direction, and that was it. But next thing you know, I'm like, okay. But it happened to me. But that's happened to me before, where, like, you know, and the one in the past, the one that happened before this one, well, got way more, way further than that did. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, you're off like
what
a bad
was head. Your conversation like? I mean, what did you talk about? Was every conversation the same type of conversation?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. They were talking about interest. We were talking about business. We were talking about our children. We were talking about other things as well. But I mean, it flowed as naturally as any conversation could possibly flow. So from everything I could tell. And even like the contact in between conversations and or meetings, though, it was still fine, as far as I could tell.
Did you all talk every day?
No, not every day.
Every other day?
Yeah, something like that. You know, every so often, you know.
What's every so often, Michael?
Maybe like, you know, a day, you know, maybe a day or so, or even like, you know, a stretch of a day and a half or something like that would actually go by before somebody contacted somebody.
So 48 hours.
Yeah, roughly, you know, 36 to 48 hours, I mean.
Okay, and then you talk about what in 48 hours? What happened?
Well, I mean, like, you know, what's going on in your life, what's happening, what have you, as well. We had, like, our schedules were kind of, like, you know, off and different. So, you know.
Okay, so the next 48 hours, what did you talk about?
What? kind of things that were going on at things that were going on at a particular time, work, and you know my daughter's birthday was coming up, things like that.
So it's very normal and very boring and very repetitious. And I haven't talked to you in 48 hours. So how's your day? Oh, what did you do? And where's the same conversation, pretty much.
So I'm supposed to throw a grenade in the middle of all of that? I love it.
You might get that.
Yeah, I robbed an armored car. How are you doing? I mean,
I think women get bored. Like, we get bored with the same, like, okay, here we go again. You're going to ask me the same question. Well, I do. I can't say that for anyone else. But for me, if every time I talk to you,
I get bored quickly.
It's not like I'm reading off a menu.
What I'm saying, in every 48 hours, we have that same conversation. What did you do? How are your kids? How is school? Did you do this? What did you do at work? If we talk about that every 48 hours, I'm bored. I'm done. I'm like, I'm not talking to him anymore. I'm mad because this is ridiculous.
Well, I think y'all kind of know me a little better than that. I'm not going to try to drone on with the same old conversation all the time. I wouldn't do that as well, though. I'm just saying that it was, as far as I was concerned, though, it wasn't anything over the top. It wasn't anything actually crazy. It wasn't anything disrespectful. It was like, within the internal norm, though. And there were other things thrown off in there as well, though. I mean, going back beat for beat, right, for what was discussed, hey. But it didn't stop him from communicating any further until you actually got to a certain point and decided you didn't want to have a relationship. What can I do about this? I mean, and then, there was one where, it pretty much boiled down to the idea, we went out on one date. And then after that, you're contacting me again, letting me know that you're interested in some other guy. My deal with that was, that's where your initial interest should have been anyway. If you actually had interest and you liked
it
in the business.
How was your date? What did you do on your date? Tell me what your date was like. Tell me what you did on your date.
We went to a restaurant, and we continued talking like we had been talking since then. Discussing
so
other things as well.
But Dave and Buster's, no, nothing. You just went to a restaurant and continued talking like you do on the telephone.
Well, it was a suggestion about that as well, though, about having dinner and just seeing and talking. That was it. I would rather actually go somewhere and do something.
Okay, why didn't you just take the initiative and just do that?
I did. But certain individuals obviously do not want to go there.
No Dave and Buster's, no movie, no art gallery.
I wouldn't go to a movie either, though, because it seems like you'll be more invested in the movie than you. Not for an initial date, no. No, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go to a movie for an initial date.
But y'all have already talked on the phone, about everything else. Like, why not go to a movie?
Yeah.
Well, you talk to me.
I can have
a conversation, and then you decided, hey, I want to have time to get to know you. But if you've already talked on the phone several times, I don't want to go to dinner to talk to you again all day. That's ridiculous. That's boring. Give me something to do. Give us something that we can interact differently. I could just sit at home and you eat, and I can talk on the phone. And I don't have to waste my outfit. And my makeup and my hair. Right, to go sit in a restaurant and talk like we already do on the phone. Like, what else do we need to talk about? Let's find something else that's fun to do.
You can suggest that to some people, though, but they may not be into all that as well. I mean, I actually had some people that a woman actually tell me flat out. I mean, she actually had a list of what she wasn't going to do.
Okay, well, what was her list of things she would do?
Would do though is actually short. Well, actually considerably short. Well, actually, apparently it was based upon how I looked. What she would do, and even the list that she had was of stuff that she wouldn't do, could be compromised based upon how I look. I don't kiss, I don't hug though. But in your case, I'll make an exception, kind of like a line.
Okay, why would you waste your time and money on a date like that?
Well, you don't have to worry about that one because I didn't waste time on that one.
But did you go out on a date with her?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe you should stop wasting your time on things that's not on your list.
Am I wasting my time with who's not on my list?
But things that's not on your list. If you enjoy outdoor things and you enjoy movies, you enjoy doing those things, and then you have a woman saying, well, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z, and I don't want to do it. Why would you even bother? Like, what's the, okay, then she's not for me. Move on to the next. It's someone that enjoy the things that you enjoy. You need to stand your ground on the things that you enjoy, you know, and say there's women that will enjoy the things you do. And stop trying to conform to what they want you to be and just be who you are.
I'm not conforming to any. I'm not conforming to anything, though. I mean, I didn't go out with that woman, the one that had the list, all the stuff she would do, all that. I found out in 15 minutes worth of conversation I wasn't going to be able to deal with that. No.
Okay, so why are we talking about her? We're talking about the woman that you dated.
Okay. No, you didn't.
Okay,
so an example.
Go ahead.
Baby Laura. Okay. No. I don't have an issue with the idea that she's going, you know, going somewhere and doing something fun. I have a problem with the idea that she's, like, you know, holding a conversation with somebody as well, because some people really want to know, like, if you want to, if you're going to do more, say more than just what's up, you know.
Michael, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I go bowling. What's a fun day for me?
You know what? I'll do whatever you want to do. You just plan the date and the time, just whatever you want to do. What would you do? What would that date look like?
Well, let's say it kind of depends. Because you can't just throw anybody in any situation, though. There has to be something about her. Huh?
That's not what I asked. I asked you if you would just take. And I said, I don't care what we do, as long as it's fun. What would it be?
Okay. We're going to, like you said, Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
We can go eat. We can go play video games. We can actually, like, you know, talk. We can hang out a little bit. Though. You know, something, an activity. Doing something as far as an activity is concerned, that's what's going to go. Roller skating. No.
Okay.
Do you talk about, let me ask you this, Michael, do you talk about politics and stuff when you go on dates?
No.
Michael?
I don't.
This is a truth. This is a safe area. You can tell the truth.
I am telling the truth. I don't talk about that. Okay, so I'm going to talk about politics on a date. No.
What do you talk about then? I'm with Chris on this. What do you talk about?
Do what? What did you say, Chris?
What do you talk about?
What do I talk about? It depends. I mean, like, you know. Okay, ladies, what am I supposed to talk about?
No.
I mean, when you go on a date, you want to talk about fun stuff, just lighthearted stuff. Yeah. You don't really want to get too heavy in conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to get any heavy or crazy or anything like that as well, though. I may ask you, you know, feel a certain question or what have you. It just depends on the situation, though. But I'm not going to turn around that shit, like, front-loaded with a whole bunch of stuff that isn't going to matter when it comes to the date. That's me going on a date with somebody does not mean I have to wind up and start talking about your political affiliation, though. No, so that means that's off the table. It's going to be light.
What?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be, like, situation-dependent. It's going to be in that moment. And, you know, whatever's going on in that moment,
your
that's what we're going to be discussing.
Your last date, what did y'all talk about? Like, what did you talk to her about on your date at the restaurant? What did you talk about? As you can recall.
We talked about our kids. We talked about, you know, like, what you know, what had gone on in our lives since then as well. This is the first time we've seen each other in years. So,
had you already talked to each other prior on the phone?
Actually, no.
So, yeah, I didn't talk at all on the phone, and then you just
didn't
went
talk
out
all on the
date.
Phone. Though. Like I said, we've known each other for a while, though, but we had lost touch with each other. Then we came back, and we actually got with each other as well, though. I came up with an idea to do an impromptu lunch date. She agreed. We showed up. No, we showed up, and we just kind of, like, played catch-up a little bit. That was it.
Boring. It was boring.
It was, you know. Anyway, all right.
No, what are you frustrated for? That's how she felt.
Anyway.
Would you earn any way about? Do you want help with this situation or not?
Okay. I don't know. I guess I got to be okay. Like, here's what I learned so far. That I can't be boring when it comes to conversation. I got to be, like bad boys get the most response, though, because they simply don't give a damn, and women like that. you know,
we
have to do an activity.
None of that.
No, an activity is actually a hell of a lot better than actually sitting there in the middle of dinner, which is more like an interrogation, plus it's boring. And you can't talk about the same things that you talk about on the phone. That I already know.
We did not once tell you to go to pretend like something you're not. We did not tell you to go out and be some bad boy if you're not. That is not what we said at all.
Well, I wouldn't do it anyway. I wouldn't do it anyway, though. Because I'm like this. It's like you ladies, okay? Guys are either going to accept you for who and what you are, or they're not, period.
Right.
And that's totally understandable, though, because you shouldn't have to change for any damn body. Well, I sure as hell wouldn't. You know, man,
and
if I was man or woman. I mean, the man or woman, though. So you shouldn't expect anybody to do that as well, though. Huh?
No, that's not what I was saying. I mean, I wasn't saying it. I was saying to yourself that you asked bad boys, good boys. Good girls, what do you like and prefer? We told you our preference. You are, quote unquote, you consider yourself a good guy. So the women that you're dating are not into that, you know what I'm saying? But there are lots of women that are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And usually those women have aggressive type of mentalities where it's a balance between the two. If you're a good guy and she's a good girl and y'all both sitting all just doing what? You're great. No, you're great. No, I'm great. No, you're great. Okay, I'm bored. You're bored. You know what I'm saying? There's no balance. You have to have a yin and yang. You know what I'm saying? You have to go find women. Like I said, if you have a list of things and the qualities that you want out of a person, that's who you start gearing your time toward.
Yeah.
Instead of going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay. So, what do you do when they seek you out first, and then you reciprocate, and then you get the meeting, and then all of a sudden we got pissed? You know, is it like they just, you know, figured out they came up empty?
A man that chooses a good thing, you know, he chooses, you know, his wife is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the quote is, you know what I'm saying. A woman shouldn't go out and choose a man. You know, she needs to be chosen for first. I mean, you have to know that's the type of woman that you want. I'm not going to go out to a club. I don't think Crystal will go out to the club and say, I'm going to go find me a man.
No.
That's not, I wouldn't want, if I was a man, I wouldn't want a woman chasing me and pursuing me because it takes away the strength of the man because they are pursuers. They're captured by nature, and that's what they do. And, you know, they want to have a taste. They want to feel like they have conquered and won something. If a woman is just giving it to them all freely, there's no challenge to it.
Okay.
Maybe you should have gave her a challenge. You should have maybe, you know, withheld and said, okay, maybe later, and not just said, oh, okay, well, you came up to me, so now, okay, I'm good with that. Maybe you should have gave her a challenge a little bit. That's interesting.
Like,
not really wondering how much you all into it, you know?
So game plan works.
I mean, if you want to call it game plan, if you want to call it maneuvering, strategy, whatever it is, call it what you like, but it may work for you in your case.
Mm.
It's like Crystal said, she wants a challenge. She doesn't want a man. As soon as she even give him eye contact, he's like, oh, my God, you're great. You're wonderful. What can I do? That's not interesting. She's bored already because she's already won. She's already got it. So it's like there was no challenge. There was no mental stimulation to try to figure out, you know, I want this and I'm going to do what I need to get that. I mean, it's boring.
And then what happens after that? Then what?
After what?
You know, after all the you know, maneuvering and all of this stuff too, then what?
Okay, Michael, you can't go to the next step till you get to the first step. Okay, baby step.
Sounds like a cop out to me. Anyway.
You cannot go into the advanced class yet, okay?
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. You have to conquer one-on-one first.
Mm-hmm.
At least we didn't say the remedial, you know. We said one-on-one.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Mike, we want you to be happy. Like, we want to be happy, too.
Okay. I'll definitely keep that in mind. I truly will.
Okay, what did you learn from the conversation, Michael?
Huh?
What did you learn? What did you say you're going to take with you that you might consider on your next date?
What I want to take with me that I might consider on my next date?
Yeah,
that
you might consider.
I might consider.
Sorry?
And all that though, I've been encouraged not to give up. I've been encouraged to, to explore more, not worrying about what I can't control.
Okay.
And as far as like being interesting is concerned, I guess I just have to, I guess I'll consider that situation dependent though, because you never know what you're gonna run into. And I guess it's mainly about the idea that pretty much like, because I'm still like a go with the flow kind of guy, really. And being rigid in the initial stages doesn't make any sense to me anyway. But carrying on a conversation with somebody that she might. Do what?
Are you not a take charge type of person?
I am.
Do you want the woman to be the lead and guide you and hold your hand and breastfeed you?
Really?
I'm asking.
No, I don't want to be breastfed. No, I go get the breast myself.
Okay, I'm just asking. Do you need someone to guide you?
No. A woman does not have to lead me. A woman does not have to lead me. If I'm interested, I'm going there. Okay? If I'm truly interested, I'm going there. I will pursue that. I have no problem with that.
Are you
truly interested?
I just up a cliff.
Do what?
Are you actually leading her in a direction, or are you leading her off a cliff?
No, I don't believe in the idea that she's just, just fumbling around with somebody just to be fumbling around. No, I have a goal in mind if I'm going there.
Okay.
If I'm dealing with you like that, I have a goal in mind, though. And it does, and there is a landing strip there. It's not a pit,
Okay.
So, no, it isn't going to be the idea of just trying to just leave somebody off the bottomless hole. And I don't want to be the serial dater. I don't want to wind up actually being somebody just tearing through a whole bunch of women just for the sheer hell of it. No, that's not the idea. That is not the goal. No.
Michael, you have to date a multitude of women to find out what you want. I didn't say sleep with them, but you have to date a multitude. You can't just pick one and be like, I'm going to be all in. You have to date a multitude of people to find out. That's what dating is.
But you understand how old that gets after a while.
I mean, well, you're just going to keep on. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, but the other definition of insanity is the idea that you spread yourself too thin, though, without no hope for any kind of conclusion. We will chronicle that a little bit further though, but we're running out of like less than 90 seconds now, so I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up though, and I'll get back with you to let you know what my progress is on half of this. And we'll see when we come up with that. And I'll let you ladies be the judge of what I passed or failed or whatever. You just won't get video or sound bite. But anyway, I want to thank my co-host. I want to thank everybody listening on the show. If you don't actually catch the live show, definitely catch the archives on Blog Talk Radio Network. Though, so I wish you a very blessed rest of the week, the weekend, and join us here again next Tuesday on the Mike and Mitchell Show here at blogtalkradio.com. Though, and as my man Deadpool says, cue the music.